five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13,
What's the matter?
Please go back to sleep, Dust.
What time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Please go back to sleep. You're exhausted.
7 o'clock? Jeannie, I gotta get dressed. I have my regular Monday morning meeting in an hour.
Oh, Master, you are working much too hard. You have worked 24 hours a day for the past 5 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Well, it can't be helped. We're getting ready for our space shot.
Oh, but you must have time to play and relax.
Well, I relax on Sunday. It's too bad every day can't be a Sunday, huh?
That is a marvelous idea.
What's a marvelous idea? Wait.
You may get back into bed now, Master. Today is Sunday. I will serve you Sunday breakfast in bed.
No. Today is Monday. General Peterson and the whole NASA staff is waiting. Really, they are. Yeah. There's Roger. Come to pick me up. I'm sorry, Roger. I overslept.
Good morning. Hey, you better get dressed. We tee off in 15 minutes.
Roger, are you going to the office dressed like that?
Office? I'm going to play golf.
On a Monday?
Boy, you are mixed up. It's Sunday morning.
I tried to tell him, Major Healy. It is Sunday.
No. Yesterday was Sunday. We played golf yesterday, remember?
That was last Sunday. Look, you're going to play golf, aren't you? The whole foursome is waiting for us.
We're due in General Peterson's office for a meeting in less than an hour.
Meeting on Sunday? When did all this happen?
All right, forget it. When General Peterson asked me where you are, I'll just tell him you're playing golf. I'm gonna get dressed. This is not exactly what I had in mind.
Oh, but Master, it is Sunday. The sun is shining, the birds are twittering. This is a perfect day to play golf. And I, oh, very well, Master.
Oh, thank you. Roger, are you sure you won't change your mind? General Peterson has a terrible temper, you know.
I told you there's no meeting. Now, come on, let's go and play golf, huh?
All right. I'll let you know how the meeting went.
I will see you in a little while, Master.
Oh, no, you won't, Jeannie.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, no, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Hi, Eddie. Morning, Major Nelson. They got you working on Sundays, huh?
Sundays?
All day. I guess you astronauts have no sense of time.
Yeah. She didn't.
Jeannie?
You are back. What would you like for Sunday morning breakfast, Master?
I wouldn't like anything for Sunday morning breakfast because it's not Sunday. Now you stop this, young lady.
Stop what?
Stop making it Sunday.
Oh, I will. As soon as you are rested.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Now, you seem to forget who's master around here. I can't go on like this.
Jeannie, come back. Where are you? Now, I want to get this settled right now. Look here.
Jeannie, be reasonable. You can't go around stopping the days of the week. What'll happen if every day is Sunday?
You would rest and relax. Husbands could spend more time with their wives. Mothers could be with their children. Genies could be with their masters. Oh, I think it is a lovely idea.
Yes. Jeannie, that's the worst idea you've had in 2,000 years.
Oh, but why, Master? Everyone needs time for relaxing.
Do you know what kind of chaos this could create?
I only know that you have been working too hard, and it is not good for you.
Well, Jeannie...
It is no use talking about it, Master. This is for your own good. It is going to remain Sunday until you have rested. It will give you a chance to do all those things you enjoy.
I'm not going to enjoy anything, and I'm not going to let you do this. I'm going to put my foot down.
You look handsome in that outfit, Master.
Oh, you like it?
Did you enjoy your safari?
Why did you do it?
I thought you would be pleased.
The next time you plan on sending me someplace, do me a favor. Let me know first.
Well, you told me you always wanted to go on a safari.
Yes. Oh, yes, but not on office hours. You see, there's a time for working, and there's a time for tiger hunting.
Did you bag a tiger, Master?
No. No, as a matter of fact, the tiger almost bagged me. Yeah.
Is this the one, Master?
Huh? Ah! Oh, I don't know. A tiger's a tiger. All right, now you've got your rug. Can I go back to work now? I mean, would you make it Monday so I can go back to the office?
Thou canst not.
What do you mean, I canst not?
You have not had any fun yet.
Jeannie, thou'st better make it Monday, or I'm going to put thee in thy bottle and throw you back on the beach where I found you. Now, come on, I mean it.
Please enjoy thyself.
Good shot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Say, aren't you Pancho Segura?
Yes, I wasn't planning on playing doubles.
Neither was I. I'm sorry I dropped in on you like this. Just carry on.
Who's that?
Jeannie!
How did the tennis game go, Master?
About the same as the tiger hunt. Now, you listen, young lady.
I'm knitting you a ski sweater.
Yeah, well, you can forget it because I'm not going skiing.
But you love to ski.
Yeah, I ski on my vacation.
Oh, this is your vacation.
Oh, Jeannie, you can't stop time.
Oh, but you are wrong, Master. I already have.
What do you think would happen if every day were Sunday?
Oh, it would be wonderful, Master. Children could stay home from school. No one would have to go to work. You could play golf every day and become the greatest golfer in the whole country.
There wouldn't be a country to play golf in. I don't know what it was like in old Baghdad, but our whole economy is built on people working.
Why must people work, Master?
Well, to make a living.
And then?
And then, one day they hope to work long enough so they can save up enough money to retire.
And then?
And then they can stop working.
Good. I have taken a shortcut. With my system, everyone can stop working now. I hope I have these sleeves long enough.
How long is it going to be, Sunday?
Until you are rested, Master. You are pale, you have circles under your eyes, and your little hand is trembling.
Hey, my whole body is trembling. When are you going to turn Sunday off?
And you were shouting at me. That is always a sign that you are nervous.
Nervous? You're driving me out of my mind.
You are shouting again.
Yeah.
I will finish this elsewhere.
Huh. Oh.
Good morning, Major Nelson. Oh, forgive me for intruding on your Sunday like this, but I broke my lawnmower, and I wondered whether I might borrow yours.
I'm glad you're here, Doctor. I have to talk to you right away. What day is this?
Today is Sunday.
That's what everybody thinks. Today is Monday.
Well, it's true that in some parts of the world...
Everywhere. Doctor, time has stopped.
Time has stopped?
Yes, sir.
Your clock is running.
The clocks haven't stopped. Just the calendar.
Just the calendar?
Yes, sir. Every day is Sunday, and if we don't do something about it, the world could be destroyed.
How long has it been Sunday, Major?
Yesterday was Sunday, and today is Sunday. But what really worries me is that tomorrow is going to be Sunday. And the day after that, unless I get some rest.
Yes, you must rest.
Well, I haven't got time to go on tiger hunts and play tennis. Not with a space shot coming up. You can see that.
Of course I can. Now, you just lie down right there.
All over the world, people are gardening and golfing and fishing. What's going to happen to the factories and all the offices? I thought I could handle this myself, but I need help.
Yes, Major, you certainly do. But don't
Except
you worry.
Except I'm the only one who can do it. By getting plenty of rest and getting rid of these circles under my eyes. See, here?
You just lie there. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Where are you going, Doctor?
To call a calendar maker to start the calendars for you.
Thank you.
Dr. Bellows?
Oh, it will be beautiful.
Jeannie, Dr. Bellows thinks I'm crazy.
He was probably upset because you yelled at him.
General Peterson, could you come right over? It's Major Nelson again. He thinks the calendar is stopped. Yes, General. No, it has nothing to do with Einstein's theory of relativity. It has to do with Major Nelson. He thinks every day is Sunday. Hello?
Try it on.
No.
It fits perfectly. Well, I must finish the right arm.
Jeannie, will you stop fooling around? I'm telling you for the last time. Jeannie?
I came over to borrow Major Nelson's lawnmower, and he said, Doctor, I need your help. And I said, you need my help? And then he said, what day is it? And I said, it's Sunday. And then he said, no, it's Monday. Only everyone thinks it's Sunday. You see, every day is Sunday. The calendar has stopped. I haven't got time for tiger hunting and playing tennis. And then I said, you lie down. I'll go get some help. So I went downstairs and I called General Peterson and he hung up on me. And then I went back upstairs again and Major Nelson had vanished into thin air. Thin air! And I only wanted to borrow his lawnmower.
You feeling all right, sir? Major Healy, what is it, sir?
What day is it?
What day is it? It's Sunday, sir.
Is it? Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure, sir.
Oh! I feel a lot better. Oh, thank you, Major Healy. It must have been the touch of the sun.
Well, it could have happened to anyone, sir.
There's something about this house.
If you want to borrow Tony's lawnmower, he keeps it in the garage.
No. I wouldn't touch his lawnmower.
Anybody home? Tony? Tony? Anybody home?
Oh, hi, Jeannie.
Hello, Major Healy.
Where's Tony?
Major Nelson is skiing.
In Cocoa Beach?
In Switzerland.
Oh, are you going somewhere?
I am leaving.
When will you be back?
I'm not coming back.
Why?
I sent Major Nelson skiing on the highest mountain in Switzerland.
Yeah?
I found out he cannot ski.
Oh.
I try to please him, but everything I do turns out wrong.
Well, Jeannie, he's awfully crazy about you. I wish you'd talk to him before you go.
He said he wanted to put me in my bottle and throw me back on the beach where he found me.
Well, since you'll be changing masters anyway, I have a little room at my place, and I was thinking, since you'd like to keep busy, why, a few hundred things you could...
I am sorry, Major Healy, but I do not want any other master than Major Nelson. Say goodbye for me, will you, please?
Yeah, goodbye.
And see that he rests.
Oh, yeah, rest.
Eats properly.
Properly.
Will you give him a big kiss for me?
Yeah, I'll give him a big kiss.
Tell him I love him.
All right, I'll take care of him.
You hold this, please.
Well, there goes the nicest genie I ever met in my whole life.
Jenny!
Tony, what are you doing here?
I live here. Where is she? Where's she?
I thought you were in Switzerland.
Yeah, come on. Where is she?
Jeannie?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeannie, well,
Come on.
Well, she just left.
Well, when she gets back, there's a few things I want to tell that girl. I'm going to put it straight.
I don't think she's coming back.
What do you mean she's not coming back?
Well, I mean, she packed her little bags and she left and she's not coming back.
Oh, she wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, she was pretty upset.
What'd she say?
Well, she said that you should eat properly and to, and that she loves you.
Yeah? Yeah? Well, she might have waited till I got back to say goodbye, huh? Well, I suppose it's for the best anyhow. We can all get back to work.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the base, huh?
What for? It's Sunday.
Sunday?
What's the matter?
You know what she did?
Now what?
She went away and she forgot to turn the calendar back on.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Fellows.
Major Healy, is Major Nelson in?
Yeah, he's out on the patio. He's feeling awfully depressed. Maybe you can cheer him up.
Depressed?
Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to yell at you. No, you're right. Absolutely right. I have been working too hard. You know how I feel about you. I'd like to marry you, but I can't. People wouldn't understand. When we first met, you said you'd do anything for me. And I'm asking you to do something for me now. I'm asking you to forgive me. Please, say something. No, I don't blame you. Goodbye.
You play very well, Major Nelson.
Oh, I don't play the piano, sir.
Please go on. I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation.
You heard what I said?
Yes, Major Nelson, but I'm sure you have one of your marvelous explanations.
No, sir.
Did you say no, sir?
Yes. I don't care what happens to me now. I'm going to explain everything to you.
Everything?
Everything.
You mean about the yacht, the elephant, the tree?
Everything.
Major Nelson, you don't know how long I've waited for this moment.
It all started...
Wait! If you don't mind, I'd like to have a witness here.
Now that I'm going to confess, I feel better already.
We're all going to feel a lot better. General Peterson, Dr. Bellows, could you come over to Major Nelson's house right away, sir?
He has a problem he'd like to discuss with us.
What kind of a problem?
Well, this time I'd like you to hear it for yourself, sir.
Well, I was on my way to the golf course. I'll stop off on my way over.
It all started when I...
Please, not until General Peterson gets here.
Yeah, but I...
Oh, wait until I have a witness. Why don't you go and put some coffee on?
Coffee.
Coffee. Oh, yes, coffee.
That's a good boy. La 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 la.
Jeannie!
Good morning, Master!
Shh! Jeannie, you're back.
Oh, I tried to stay away, but I could not, Master. Then you said all those lovely things to me. Did you really mean what you said, Master?
Yes, I meant every word. Oh. I missed you, Jeannie.
Oh, and I missed you, Master. Oh, I will try never again to interfere with your work.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. I don't have any more work.
What do you mean?
That's General Peterson. I'm trapped.
Oh, he shall not stay. I will blink him far away.
No.
It rhymed.
Huh?
He shall not stay. I shall blink him far away.
That's it. That's it.
Do you want me to blink him away?
No. No, I want you to stay out of sight. I may need you.
Oh, hello, General Peterson.
Hello, Tony. How are you feeling?
Oh, fine. Never felt better.
Of course you haven't. Confession is very good for the soul. Now, we're ready to hear you, Major.
You ready to hear me, sir?
Oh, don't be shy, Major. You're going to tell the whole thing to the general, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yes. Do you want to hear the whole song, sir?
The whole song?
Well, I was working on the lyrics when Dr. Bellows came in.
The lyrics? But you said...
Yes, I said, when we first met, you said you'd do anything for me. Well, I'm asking you to do something now. That's the title of the song, sir. I'm asking you to do something now. Oh, I've been working on the melody, too.
Doctor, is this what you...
Well, as long as I'm here, why don't you play it for me?
You want me to play it for you?
Yeah, on the piano.
On the piano. Well, oh, right. Please, sit down, gentlemen. Now.
When we first met, you said you'd do anything for me. Well, I'm asking you to do something now. Tell me that you love me, baby. Tell me you'll always be true. Put an end to all this maybe. Tell me that I belong to you.
It's about this young couple that want to get married, and their parents are opposed to it. It's sort of like Romeo and Juliet. Well, what did you think, sir?
This time you're right. He's got a problem.
Thank you, Jingle, but that's not the problem that
you,
I had.
You didn't like the song, sir?
Well, of course, I'm no judge, Tony, but as a songwriter, well...
Tony, you're the greatest astronaut in the program.
Thank you.
But, General, this isn't what
Tony,
I...
Tony, if I were you, I'd forget about the songwriting.
Yes, sir. If you say so, sir.
I'm glad you asked me over, Doctor.
Yeah.
Let me see you to the door, sir.
Now, listen, Tony.
He was talking to that bottle. He said, You know, I'd like to marry you, but I can't. I heard you. Where did I go wrong?
Come in, Roger.
What are you all dressed up for?
What am I dressed up for? What are you dressed up for?
Well, we're gonna go play golf, remember?
Play golf on Monday morning? General Peterson and the whole staff are waiting for us.
Oh, no, no. Yesterday was Saturday. Today's Sunday.
Would you pull yourself together? It's Monday morning.
Jeannie!
Yes, Master.
What have you done with Sunday?
Well, you said you wished there were more work days in the week, so I have taken away Sunday and given you two Mondays, because last week we had three Sundays. Do you like Tuesday, Master? I think that is a very nice thing. And if you like, I can give you three Tuesdays.